Again, we are confronted with the reality of end times. These past days, all our readings are pointing to one thing. We need to prepare ourselves for the coming of the Son of Man. If we are prepared to face Him, we will be worthy of His kingdom. We are not, eternal damnation will await us. But God is giving us time to prepare, and we must do it now and not tomorrow, because maybe tomorrow will not come. In our gospel, we heard again the story of the destruction of Jerusalem and his people. Why and how this happened? There are two kinds of suffering that happens to us. The first is the one we create for ourselves. We know that it is bad, but we still do it. For example, smoking is dangerous to our health. And our friends, relatives, and loved ones are telling us to stop smoking, but we don't listen until such time we got sick with cancer of the throat or lungs caused by being a chain smoker or excessive addiction to cigarettes. Second, sufferings that we don't bring to ourselves, but because of old age or our body is deteriorating, slowing down, or weak immune system. They are natural flow of life. We got sick. So the destruction of Jerusalem and its people could be avoided if they listened to the messengers of God, the prophets, who relayed that the people must leave behind their sinful ways. But they continued to sin and even killed the messengers that God sent, including His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. So my dear brothers and sisters, as we close this liturgical year and enter the door of the season of Advent, we are called by God to listen to His voice. We are called to humbly repent our sins and have a change of heart. Let us be prepared by submitting ourselves to His mercy and love in the sacrament of healing, the sacrament of reconciliation. We reconcile to God and to our neighbors.